is a session with Matthew, recorded on July 20th, copyright 2010, New Grandview Incorporated, all rights reserved, and we're starting at 2:22 p.m. Hawaii time. Greetings, Zion.
Good evening.
Okay, start asking questions, Matthew.
So you spoke about the Goth. I've heard that's your main message.
No, that's just answering humans' limitations regarding where you came from and where you go until you get your place of power. Humans coming into their power. If there's one thing we're trying to tell you, that's what we're trying to tell you, is to get you in the notion that you already have your power and how to come into it.
And if you're not in your power, what are you in?
Less than.
So you have spoke about the overflowing of the Gulf. Is that the same thing that's described in the Book of Revelations?
Well, we're working on the Revelation, so yes, but when you hear our version of it, you may change your mind.
Well, yeah, I was listening to your first section, and you got all into how the Genesis would be the ultimate end point.
That's right. It's backwards.
There is like an Omega point to the world.
If you're pulling into the Alpha-Omega dynamic, that's only from a place where you're not in your power. Alpha and Omega, the beginning of the end, is a loop. They weren't used independently. It's Alpha and Omega. So if you have the beginning and the end in the same context, connecting, conjunction, junction, what's your function, you get a loop. So there is no beginning or end, or where it ends, it begins, and where it begins, it ends. So that's why we say, you've heard it already, that this is what we call the end of the beginning.
You are non-physical?
We are.
And you're more than one person?
We're not a person.
You are more than one non-physical?
No, there's no limitation. Non-physical is vast. It's vast. And we are...
Right.
No, you're non-physical. We're genetic.
Right, and when I speak to you, you're specifically my non-physical?
Correct. And also you can ask in any persuasion that you have askings regarding, as long as you've got a good erection regarding it, we'll play.
So you know my future?
As well as you do.
I don't understand concepts about the Gulf and my...
Right.
Where I go after I die,
right.
Well, you do.
Well, you don't die. You're eternal. That's why you don't know.
So this moment I'm hearing is everything. It's just this conversation is the only thing that is.
Now, not from a limiting place. No, soften it up a little bit. Be soft.
All right. Everything, I mean, the whole world that's ever existed is inside of me?
No. The only world that has ever existed is the one you individually create.
Okay, if you're following the Bible timeline, as I go,
well, there's no time,
I create.
So how are you going to do that? That Council of Nicaea, who did the Electoral College to decide what your Holy Bible is, couldn't even agree. So what makes you think you're going to have a good shot at it?
Are you hitting the wall as a prophecy
wave? We talk about the waves extensively, and we talk about here at the wall extensively.
Right, and Matthew's quoting Nostradamus.
You mentioned that quatrain as referencing Ion. So Nostradamus was aware of what you were aware of?
Nostradamus was aware of non-physical and the power that it wielded as a human creator who comes and has come into their individual place of power. But it turns into riddles for Nostradamus because of limitations, because if he had one quatrain that said something wrong with the queen, she'd off with his head. So it had to be turned into riddles.
So you wrote the Book of Revelations?
We're writing it.
You know, we're doing this in-depth series of the Book of Revelations, chapter by chapter.
It ain't chapter by chapter. Bob, there ain't no Revelations had chapters. It's word by word.
Word by word. And we've done, I don't know, 20 hours so far, up to about chapter 14, 15. So I have said, when fundamentalists or people call in radio shows and argue with Ion, I jokingly say they can't beat Ion. And talking about the Bible and its meaning, because Ion wrote it. And what I mean by that is this non-physical spirit that the actual writers or speakers were inspired by is Ion. could you correct that ion, or, you know, say what...
No, you just explained exegesis, so that's no problem.
So back to his question, did you write the Bible, and you said you're writing it now. Does that mean you're applying new interpretations of it as we're doing it?
No, new interpretations, no. We're cleaning it up. You got the script, and you got it all backwards, and so now, because you've thinned the veil, your separation between you and you sufficiently, you've asked for a clarification. What do the wordy words mean?
Well, why are you qualified to clarify?
Because you asked.
And you're the right person to ask.
Well, yeah, anybody else doing it?
Okay, carry on, Matthew. Just want to help you there.
Mother Tarot could help you with that, Bob.
Mother Tarot?
Right, so the Adam and Eve story will occur in the future, as far as I understand time, on a simple level?
Yes. Good. Very good.
Could you tell me the exact date of that?
We don't date.
But it will happen.
It already happened.
It's a loop. It will happen, and it has happened, and it's all...
Matthew, all non-physical is waiting for is you.
Okay, so now let's go into the Nostradamus quote.
Go ahead, Bob.
Do you know Nostradamus well, Matthew, or read it?
No, just that quote. I don't know all the quatrains, really.
I just, out of the blue, many months ago, asked Ion if Ion was mentioned, and he gave the number 3.6, and I looked it up, and I saw that there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, or so many sections, and they're called centuries, which I think means that there's 100 quatrains in each century. At Ion, does it mean that they're describing a particular century?
Yeah, that's where they break it up.
Oh, okay. So what we're looking at is the third century, or third section of 100 quatrains. Quatrain 6 says this, so it's 3.6. Within the closed temple, the lightning will enter. The citizens within their fort injured. Horses, cattle, men, the wave will touch the wall.
Little M in men.
And then, through famine, drought, under the weakest armed. So, I'll read it again. Within the closed temple, the lightning will enter. The citizens within their fort injured. Horses, cattle, men, the wave will touch the wall. Through famine, drought, under the weakest armed. Okay, Matthew, ask your questions.
Okay.
What is the connection with Battery Park City?
Okay, that's a separate conversation. Nostradamus was trying to give you a heads up that if you don't come into your place of power, that this power is that you released, separated yourself from, is going to come back and fill the void, the gap, with a closed temple. So the point of that reference is just that as you come into the notion that you accept that you have non-physical and you have that power, then that will flow and no issue, no problem. But if not, then you'll find yourself in Nostradamus' descriptive adjectives of a condition. Okay, now, here at the wall, it's referenced specifically with Trinity Church from Wall Street. The wall, there was an actual wall, is what Wall Street was named for. Okay? And here at the wall is a reference of a geographic location where you're going to see a great influx of, well, we would just say water up to that point. And if you go all the way up as far as the wall follows, that becomes much of Manhattan.
Is the water going to kill me?
It doesn't have to. You're eternal.
If I'm sitting right where I am now, am I going to die?
It's up to you.
So if I want to sit here and stay alive, I could stay alive.
You absolutely could, and have a party and have great fun. But you better.
Well, can you explain?
Or you may get wet.
Is the water that's coming related to the oil spill at all?
No.
But something's going to happen in the ocean, and the ocean's going to hit the land?
Yes.
The Manhattan's going to flood?
Oh, yes. This is great fun, but we've sort of played with this long time ago, Bob, but Bob would have to tell you. But we went through the very specifics, gosh, this was probably a year or so ago.
Yeah, long time ago.
With, do you know Ellis Island?
Yeah, by the Statue of Liberty, right by there.
All right. Do you know where the big toe of the Statue of Liberty is in proximity to your horizon?
I could barely triangulate that, maybe.
Well, but it's pretty far up there, isn't it? The big toe of the Statue of Liberty will be submerged in water.
Is it going to come quickly or slowly?
Like a mighty rushing wind.
Is it going to be caused by an earthquake?
No, it'll be caused by human creators.
Is the Great Lakes going to flow into the Mississippi River like Edgar Casey predicted?
No, the Mississippi River is going to flow backward to the Great Lakes.
Is that going to happen at the same time?
Let's say within the same realm of timing, the cataclysm that you're talking about of the shift would be yes. It may not be at the same stroke. You can read about them probably in the same newspaper.
Okay, now I can create anything but the cataclysm. Like, what's the connection to me being able to create a cataclysm and being able to not create a cataclysm?
Nothing. Your proximity from your outer kingdom to your middle kingdom. We could tell you the sky could fall, but we would quickly tell you that it doesn't have to fall on you.
But do I want this guy to fall on everyone else?
You don't care. If you come into your place of power, as you are coming into your place of power, you won't care. You'll be so busy pleasing and delighting yourself, you'll give a crap of what anybody else thinks.
All right, so while I'm in my power, I shouldn't care about anyone, or I should try to, you know, be good at the same time to people?
Well, how's that working for you?
People are horrible.
Well, then leave them alone.
I hear you.
Work it out for the
staff. Okay. Did he ever go to South America after they alleged that he died?
Yes, we've covered that, yes. Ethiopia.
Matthew, Ion said that Hitler went to South America just for a short time, then died.
That's correct.
Right, like he's not there now, and he didn't stay there for many...
Did he have children?
His...
With Eva Braun in Argentina?
No, wait, not natural, but with all the testings and the ins and outs that were going on.
Is that Supreme David Rockefeller?
No, good.
No, but back to what he said, Matt, the testing. Were they doing genetic experimentation or something?
I mean, his semen was frozen and still is frozen in liquid nitrogen now.
And where is it?
Berlin.
You did say a few minutes ago, talking about Hitler, you said Ethiopia. You meant he went through Ethiopia or he went...
He went through Ethiopia, that's correct, with the Second Ark of the Covenant business, you know.
Yes.
That holy temple.
Right.
Oh, is Obama the clone of Akhenaten?
No.
Who was Obama's father?
His father was not American. He was born in what he called a Guyana, and he was actually consummated and born in Jakarta, Indonesia.
Barack Obama Sr. is not his biological father, correct?
Correct.
Who is his biological father? Was that Malcolm X?
Not Malcolm X, but you're close. Keep going.
But yeah, one of those other guys that's on the internet who's involved in that stuff. Is Malcolm X related to Obama?
Yes.
How are they related?
It would be second cousin.
And they're related to Akhenaten?
No.
Is David Wilcox the reincarnation of Edgar Casey?
There is no reincarnation. If you make it to your coronation the first time, you're king.
I've heard that Bob, in a previous life, mentioned you in the Illuminati transcripts. If that's not called a past life, what is that called, and how is that possible?
Stuff to Bob. What are you talking about, Bob?
Ion said, I think right on the show once, that I wrote some of the Illuminati manuscripts that predicted or prophesied Ion.
That prophecy is for now.
Right, and I did write it, I am saying, and he means this meat sack. Here, me, Bob, I didn't reincarnate to him.
What year did he write it?
Ask who was king at the time, because Ion doesn't do dates or says there's no time, so you would say...
Who was the president of the United States when Bob completed his description of you for the Illuminati?
Taft.
But Ion, it was in the 14th century I wrote this, I thought.
Not what he's talking about.
Okay, so during Taft, which was the 10s and 20s or something, wasn't it?
Bob, What is that called if I want to just describe past lives and reincarnation and whatnot? What I call past life.
I'm still talking to Ian about it. Like, you have always been Matthew, will be forever. So that meat sack you have is forever. You can drop it and then be in the guff, and somehow it's still you. And I don't know, you come back and pick up your meat sack, but you...
Right, but so did Edgar Casey go to the guff and then be born as David Wilcock? No. Did that process happen to anybody? No. So when I die, will I go to the guff? It's up to you. You may decide if I follow a virtue... If I follow the most virtuous life possible...
No
way. Right. If I just hang out, if I want to go to the guff, I can go to the guff?
Yeah, right now.
Well, I don't know how to get there.
Take a 9mm and put it right between your eyes and pop a cap, bust a cap in your ass, and you will go right then. Yep.
And then can I come back?
Well, not as what you're talking about. You're separating yourself from your power. It's a good question, and we'll play with you, but we want to do a little cleanup so you don't get crossways of it. Here's the deal. What you're trying to do is to find a way to come back to your place of power. And when you have your place of power, then you quit thinking and you start knowing. And once you know, then these dynamics of your eternalness will become very evident to you. For example, you know where you're sitting right now, correct?
Yes.
So you don't think that, you know where you're sitting, geographically. So you know that.
Right. I knew that Malcolm X was Obama's father, but I was wrong.
Well, they're related, and that's why I say it's a very good question that's never been asked. They're related, but not specifically. So yes,
right.
You are correct. You are close.
So his confidence of knowing was pretty close to the knowing you're talking about.
Yes. Countless folks like to talk to us, and no one's ever even gone that far to get that information. So kudos to you, because you were intrigued enough to ask. But we were just satisfying the knowing aspect in your meat sack body. Once you get that satisfied of knowing in your meat sack body, then you can do some triangulation, as he spoke about before. And when you find yourself in other worlds, then you most certainly can triangulate your position and then know when you're in a different world, which you do all the time, by the way, Matthew.
I must get disconnected.
Hello?
Okay, sorry, I guess you just got disconnected.
I think that would be the government listening.
Well, they don't much care, but guess what? It's already...
They don't care if I'm talking about Hitler and cloning of Obama.
No, they don't care.
All right, good. So let's go.
Because they're more concerned with you coming into your power and getting over all this issue with authority. They're much more concerned about that.
So what if I want to write a book and be famous?
You don't have to write a book to be famous. You just got to show your butt on a YouTube and then you'll be famous.
Do you know things about my family without me telling you them?
Yes, just ask what you want to know.
My mother, she claims when she was like 3 years old, she was in a hospital and had like a near-death experience. She was read her rights and spoke to God, and God explained how to return. Do you have any knowledge of that experience?
Yes.
Oh, I am as God.
Yeah.
Yeah, who is Martha?
I don't know Martha.
Well, you should.
Who is Martha?
That's the question for you. When it comes along, you'll go, oh, that's what that's about. It'll come up.
Is Martha my future wife?
Potentially.
Was that what you were suggesting?
Well, we don't suggest. We kind of know, but we don't want to lose you.
Right, but Martha, is Martha my soulmate, as people describe soulmates?
How about somebody you enjoy coitus with?
Nice.
We like that much better than soulmate.
Who came up with the word coitus?
That was done by Anatomy 101 and Reproductive Arts in the 1700s, French, Boubelet.
Boubelet, okay.
You're familiar with, like, Stuart Swerdlow's discussions on the Montauk Project?
Okay.
So he could just be abducted out of his room through teleportation and whatnot?
Well, of course, but you see that all that crossness is always a degree of separation.
I've had an out-of-body experience myself once.
Many people have, but that doesn't mean that the space Jesus was coming to probe your rectum.
Jesus is the Son of God?
Which one?
Jemmanuel.
No, there are three Jesuses, and they were all Jemmanuel.
And they were over a 1,500-year period.
Well, how many of them were born of a virgin?
None of them.
Well, how many of them's father was Joseph?
None of them.
How many of them were from the Davidic bloodline?
All of them, just like you are.
Are not all Jews are Davidic? Just me? Or not just me, but specifically me?
No. No, humans are of a Davidic line, period. The only issue is that you've chosen to separate yourself from your power. And that's where the Davidic line comes in, because from Joseph forward, that's when they chose to separate themselves from their power, humans, as a condition. And now what's happening is it's making full circle, and you're coming back to your place of power. So that's where all this knowing can stem from. And so it clears up a whole lot of the questions, and there's very little or no conspiracy left once you come into your place of power. It all becomes known.
Back to Akhenaten and Obama, is there any significant connection that they look very similar, just like Malcolm X and Obama look very similar?
They look very familiar, but the DNA is available. Why don't they run a DNA test and they can prove it, and they'll find that it's not. So, no problem.
I see. Is the Terrence McKenna time wave a valid theory in your mind, if you have a mind?
No.
You don't see the end point and time? You don't agree with his omega point?
Right.
Is time speeding up?
No.
I will always say the premise of time is irrelevant, so that's the beginning point you can discuss it with.
Now, here we go, Bob. He's asked a valid question here, and we'll explain it. The reason that there is no time is because there was a time before you kept up with time. Humans, individual human creators, created the concept and the precipitous of time. So if time had to be created, how did you keep up with time before time was? If that's the case, when are you going to turn all the clocks off? Well, if you turn all the clocks off, you can stop time. Well, now, you even have issues now where you have GMT time, you got Eastern time, you got time, all daylight savings time, non-daylight savings time, all the timing. We don't have a problem with timing. The only issue with time is that they're basing everything as an esoteric rationale for recording of history, and every time you turn around, hell, they're changing the history. So you can't even use it as a timeline to calculate and gauge what is. So time as a basis is based on a false premise.
You can travel through time?
You can travel through the continuum, because there is no time, certainly.
Like, some people who invest in the stock market have advanced knowledge as to what's going to happen because they've seen the future?
Yes. You can know all. The past, present, and future can be included in your now.
Is that the same as the Akashic Record?
You mean that library where you can't get nothing out of, and you can't get to, and you can't find out nothing, and you can't open your file, and you don't know where it is? That Akashic Records doesn't sound very fruitful to us. Why would you have a library card to something you can't check out or go in or look at or get to or see?
What can you tell me about my friend Jordan? Jordan Burke.
What would you like to know?
Will he get a job in the next 12 months?
I think he's looking for more of a career, is he not?
He is.
Yeah. So, it's up to him, but probably if you're doing the timing space, 2 weeks after New Year's, he could probably be looking forward to some connection that he'll get to choose. See, opportunities will come along, but it's a point of him choosing. And that doesn't mean that tomorrow he can't choose to go work at McDonald's. Okay? But that's not what he's after, but he may choose that as the fastest path to his joy. The conclusion of coming into what he's looking for to create an opportunity for himself would be in the second week of what you call January.
Back to the wave and the wall, you mentioned Trinity Church.
Yes.
What is going to happen to Trinity Church?
That's where the wall goes to. That's the wall from the Revolutionary War that was built at Trinity Church, going all the way up Wall. That was where, why they named it Wall Street, because of that wall.
Is that wall right where the water coming into Manhattan will stop?
No.
It'll rise past and over it?
Absolutely. If you put the water table up to the big toe of the Statue of Liberty, Bob, most of the boroughs are gone, or very wet.
So the Trinity Church will be completely under?
Well, from that aspect, it certainly would, up to 53rd.
Mm. I live on 52nd, so I'm done.
No, Matthew, wait now. We're telling you things that are, but that doesn't mean it has to be. And you could be popping popcorn, watching it all to go down.
From Trinity Church?
From 52nd Street.
Was I meant to live here just to watch this?
Absolutely.
Was it synchronistically? Was everything secret? Was I meant to, like, was my whole life up to this point leading to talking to you?
Yes.
Did I not even ask the questions I'm meant to ask yet?
Not yet.
Aya, can you direct me towards what I want to know?
Yes. Why are you here?
If I was to talk to you in 10 years from now, what would I be interested in?
How to better flow the energy, the mass energy that you now recognize within yourself, and how to have a complete overlaying of all the worlds, and at a pinpoint notice go to specific certain worlds to experience different things. You would be checking specifically on how it applies your place of power and how your DNA got to the position that it is in now, talking about 10 years from now. You would be very, very interested in a very interesting business opportunity having to do with kinetic energies.
Would I be one of the 12 tribes where 12,000 people's DNA is altered?
No, we don't know what you're talking about. 144,000 is the DNA, not the number of the people.
Well, what is the 144,000?
The DNA.
What's my DNA now?
2.
Did it go right from 2 to 144,000?
Absolutely.
There's no intermediary stuff?
There is no intermediary anything.
On top of Akhenaten, there's like 2 tablets drawn. Would that be a reference to the DNA strand?
That's about the pathway to the degree of how humans separated from their place of power.
So that's more the Kabbalah.
Right. Yes, it would be Kabbalah and the clues to get humans back to their place that they separated themselves from their power in the first place.
So should I keep seeking all this esoteric information all the time?
Hell yeah, tear it up on the weekend. It's great fun. If it pleases you, go at it. Go for it.
If people are bad, they go to purgatory, and people are good, don't.
That's not what even the scriptures say.
I don't read scripture often, I'm asking.
Well, then you're asking about purgatory. Yeah, all purgatory was a place for the saints that died before heaven was opened, before the gulf was opened, that they held in the middle ground. Purgatory was the middle ground, and when Jesus was crucified, he went to hell, purgatory, and he took the keys to death, hell, and the grave. And he unlocked that gate eternally. And that's what opened up your levels and degrees of heaven that you're controlling the angels regarding. And as you come into your place of power, that's what that was all about. You're probably the only hell your mama ever raised.
Right, and the whole image of hell comes from Dante, just to speed up there. That you're referring to.
Why am I here?
Good. You are here to enjoy the deliciousness of your place of power, to create. To create your world, only your world, and your world completely. You are here to have contrast, to mix it up, to have contrast that you decide and make your preferences, and then as the good preferiti, you say, this is how I will it to be. And you evoke that manifested creation into your reality, and then once you get a good handle of that, the better it gets, and then you'll be so busy pleasing and delighting yourself, you won't have time to wonder about everybody else's flatulence and what they think about others' flatulence through all the sages of the ages.
Why are you here?
You, the thinning of the veil, human creators asked. They ask.
But when will the veil just completely thin to nothing?
Absolutely. You created the veil, and now you're thinning it, so it absolutely will be no separation between your place of power and the power that was concealed behind the veil. Now, this is interesting, because this is actually a good conspiracy theory. If you want to play with this a little bit, you've hit a nail on the head. Pardon the crucifixion pun. What's going to happen is those that embrace their place of non-physical power, and Matthew, this isn't something you're supposed to catch. This isn't what the chemtrails are going to run you down with. This place of power, you already have. The distance, the space between every cell in your body is vast. There's much more non-physical of you than there is meat sack of you. The conspiracy angle is that when this flow of power starts flowing rapidly, those that will not embrace this place of power, those are the ones that would engage in the exodus. That would be
like the rapture?
Well, there is no such a thing, but that's okay if you want to call that. We call it the rupture.
BP oil spill, that was done intentionally?
Yes, by the human creators. You know why? Bitching, bitching, bitching. We want oil, we want oil, we want oil, we want oil. Damn it, hell, we want oil, we want oil, we want oil. They're sucking the life out of us. We got to have the oil. We got to get to win two wars over the wars and over the, trying to get the drills and the whales and the oil skid to us. We want the oil, we want the oil. We want the oil pressed down, shaking together, overflowing. And we're marvelous human creators, and we want oil. And non-physical said, your wish is our command. Pop goes the Polydeck. And now you've got a guff of Mexico full of oil. Now we don't want oil, we don't want oil, we don't want oil, we don't want oil, we don't want oil. And you've got oil. You can't uncreate it. You wanted abundance, bless God, you got it. That's how it works.
So once my DNA has changed, is that like the time of the apocalypse?
Well, now that's a time issue, but we won't beat you up. It's all right. It's a good question. What you're calling apocalypse is when that veil or that thinning of the veil becomes apparent, okay?
Right.
But there are those who've never separated from their power, so they don't care about the apocalypse because it won't affect them. And as individual human creators like you come into this place and start us in your ascension process by the words of your mouth and what you have engaged as far as your manifesting and creation, evoking is a great word, then you can go to the level and scale that this apocalypse that you're talking about, you can just be sitting on the balcony watching it all, sitting on the levee waiting on the Robert E. Lee. Won't have anything to do, and you can watch it all go down. It won't bother you a bit in this world. But now, if there's an issue regarding it, then of course you could have engagement in that contrast and decide that you don't want to play here anymore and exodus yourself off the planet. That's okay, too, because then you're going to have a mass influx of non-physical into the guff. Well, that's going to happen until it fills, and then when heaven and earth, when what's bound on earth is bound in heaven, and vice versa, when that becomes merged, then the guff will empty, and all the humans that come forth then will never die. And then they'll close the guff, and it affects all worlds, and then all the humans will have their DNA in place, and they will continue their eternal life in eternal beingness as they have already without any degree of separation.
Heaven and earth are going to combine?
Yes.
You're saying that as soon as the guff is full, it's going to have to empty. You make it sound like it's going to happen immediately.
When it overflows, it will. When it overflows, it'll be like a mighty rushing wind. The dam will break.
So there's going to be a lot of children being born?
Well, yes, but see, with their DNA intact and in place, it'll be a really fast process, especially since there's no time.
Will vaginas be ejecting babies like normal birth we know?
Not the way you know it now.
Should I wait to have children until I have a different DNA strand?
Oh, gracious no. Gracious no. You can't help it. Once you get in your place of power, your quiver will be full.
The Apollo 11 moon landing, that was filmed in a studio?
Arizona.
And Stanley Kubrick was present?
Yes.
The Apollo 11, the film was fake, but they did actually go to the moon, right, Io?
That's exactly right. Very good.
There you go. Look, out of Roswell, there was an alien in 1947?
Several of them.
Okay. Atlantis, you say that will rise in the future?
It's coming, yes.
Will that come the same time as the Trinity Church incident?
No. A little bit later.
So there's maps that show flooding of the entire East Coast and West Coast. You agree that those maps are accurate?
No, those maps are not accurate, but they are lining with the tectonic plates to get the Earth back into the swell of the way it's supposed to be. And when you start looking at the 31st to the 33rd parallel, and you study that just a little bit, then you may have a whole lot of questions for little old non-physical.
Right. I didn't evolve from a monkey without some type of, like, alien intervention.
You did not come out of the ass of a baboon. You did not.
Nice.
You did not come out of the ass of no monkey, either.
The 144,000 DNA change, would that be the omega point?
That would be the completion of the beginning.
That would be the genesis?
No, that'd be the beginning. Then you go to the Garden of Eden. When everybody gets their power, their DNA straightened out, and it all works out, then that would be the end of that cycle. And that's a part of the beginning. That's not the ending. There is no ending.
Right, there's no ending. So we're in the end of the beginning, and the ending of the end of the beginning phase is our DNA all tuned
in. Your place of power. Physical, non-physical, not offending, the labyrinth of your mind. Hitting on all cylinders. Burning that jet fuel. Pure good stuff. Wide open. You haven't so much as to know, speak it out of your mouth, and it shows up into your experience. Bam. Instant manifestation.
Do humans currently live on the moon?
No. They're building a place, but they don't live there yet.
Was Hurricane Katrina that was influenced by humans?
Wasn't influenced. It was completely created by humans.
In your world,
humans created it, period.
Was the Arecibo Observatory involved with the Haiti earthquake?
No.
Was some type of HARP technology involved with the Haiti earthquake?
No.
Was that a natural earthquake?
What's a natural earthquake? Is that like an organic? It's an organic earthquake. Human creators created everything. If you stump your toe, you created the rock you stump your toe on.
It was an act of murder by someone who's conscientious decision.
It is no murder. It was all suicide.
Matthew,
you need to ask about what he means. He's saying there is no murder anywhere. So ask what he means.
Well, then I might end up killing people. I don't know that I want to.
That's okay. You can do that.
I should understand everything I don't understand. Then I'd separate from society to a level which I can no longer, do anything.
That's called coming into your power.
Coming into your power, then you just have to think it and they show up to you.
Yeah, like Ion, it doesn't really like anybody or dislike, but the Ion has no problem with the actions Hitler took to come into his power.
Lee Harvey Oswald, he worked on some secret cancer programs in New Orleans.
Baton Rouge. As a matter of fact, he did.
So he is directly tied to the creation of the AIDS virus, Lee Harvey Oswald?
No, he is not.
He was he was involved with people who were?
He knew of it.
But I'm on to something that's not completely incorrect.
Yeah. It's close.
Matthew, you're quoting the book by the guy down there. What's it called?
Mary's Monkey.
So focus on the facts and what you know in that book and get Ian to clarify it.
Was there multiple Lee Harvey Oswalds?
Yes.
Are these like parallel people?
Well, that's Matthew. You'd have to say there's many Matthew Roses, many of me, many of JW. There's five JWs there where we're talking right now. We don't know which JW that Ion's coming through. So, if you ask if there are many Lee Harvey Oswalds, like everybody there are, but then maybe you might want to say were there other people imitating Lee Harvey Oswald? Were there stand-ins for Lee Harvey Oswald, Ion?
Yes.
Lee Harvey Oswald was not in the book Depository.
Yes, he was.
He was there.
Sure.
Back to Obama. He's related to, you said, Malcolm X. Now, no one knows that. So who is lying about his parents? Who created the plan to put Obama as president and say he's someone else?
You're acting like that he's got a major coup going on. But if you ask him in another month or so how he enjoys being president, I don't think he would be so excited about it.
Is there any time when it's more knowledgeable without me telling people that he is related to Obama? I mean, and about
Yeah, time? they just don't care. And we say neither should you. Doesn't make any difference.
I don't know what to care about. I mean, once you came along, you changed, you know, everything.
Yeah,
so I don't know anything.
Right. Well, that's good. But, you know, actually, by not knowing anything, you're coming to a place where you know everything.
I agree. I think I'm starting to understand you. I'm so schizoid from the whole process of trying to be someone else.
Well, and that's okay. That's okay because, see, what you've done up until this point was fabulous because you engaged all contrast.
I agree. So when people do horrible things like blow up the World Trade Center from interdimensional steel, I should just observe and not do it myself.
And not do what? Blow it up yourself?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't want to kill people. You say there's no murder. Like, I can't sure whoever took down that building.
He just said you can't kill people. That's interesting. You can't kill people.
But it's still wrong to send them to the Gulf or change their dimensionality.
You can't do that.
I shouldn't worry about anything. I should just be powerful.
Yeah. Tear it up.
Tear it up.
Okay.
Here's what we're saying about that. Let's say somebody wants to kill you, okay? They come up to you and they got a 9mm and they say, give me your pocketbook. And you say, no, I'm not giving you my pocketbook. And they say, well, I'm going to kill you. And you say, no, you're not. And they say, wait a minute, big boy. I will shoot you in the head. Well, go ahead. What you don't understand, sir, is that I am God. I am God. And you didn't put me on this earth, and you can't take me out. And you better get that gun up here real close. Put it to my temple. Fast. Come on, big boy. And pull that trigger. And that 9mm bullet better be sharp. Because you're fixing to see the miracle-working power of an ever-loving God. And you better not miss. Because me or you one's fixing to get a whipping. I don't know which one, but one of us is likely to get a whipping. And so go ahead and pull the trigger. Do your damnedest, and you'll see. And then all of a sudden he may say, oh, excuse me, Mr. Rose, am I in your space? That place of power. Now, if you're ready to go and you want to get out of your body, there's lots of people dead waiting on a disease to claim the body. If you want to get out of this world, you can do it. But the same way, how does the raper and the rapee get hooked up together? Of all the people they used to choose to be a raping, how do they hook up this particular rapee and this particular raper? How do they always get up together? How do you always find the victim? They're victims before the crime occurs. So that's nothing other than engaging that contrast. So you have no way of controlling that. You could be driving a car and accidentally somebody jump in front of your car and you run over them and they may charge you with vehicular homicide. But then they can validate out you weren't speeding, they just drunk, they fell out in the road, they jumped out and jumped under your tire and you run over them and they won't even put you in the hoosegow. It's not a problem. It just so happened that you wanted to run over somebody and they wanted to be run over. And that's how it works every single time. Look at the wars. You got people that go along there and they go through all the wars and fight and they come back home and sneeze and fall over dead. And they got shot at, they got shrapnel, they got out of lead poisoning from them 50 caliber rounds they've been whizzing through their heads. And they survive all that. They can live through Walter Reed and come all the way back through Mount Sinai and they can then be crossing the sidewalk and somebody with a dog bite them and then fall over dead. I mean, you know, or man bites dog. it's the whole process. When you start looking at this fullness of this place of your power, you've had it all along. Okay, so let's say, well, Ion, what are you going to do about them nuclear bombs? Not everybody died. The one just recently transitioned, the last one from Japan, the very last one that survived all the way through that, he just now decided to expire. It didn't kill them all.
Did I create the atomic bomb?
You did.
And did other people create the atomic bomb?
If they have it in their kingdom, yes, they did.
Is Supreme David Rockefeller, you're familiar with him?
Yes, but he's not so supreme.
Is his DNA unlocked?
No. He can't even cash a check at Mellon Bank. What are you talking about?
David Rockefeller and the Rothschilds are weakened, very weak.
No, but this is a, like, supposedly an experiment, like, you know, a secret grandchild of one of the Is he related to the Rockefellers, the Supreme David?
No.
You mean Mr. Global? This comes up in the next session, Information Farm, we do Catherine Austin Fitz, and the concept of Mr. Global comes up. You'll see what I mean when you hear it, Matthew. It's funny. You're asking about who's Mr. Global? Who's the supreme guy running the planet or whatever?
Was the final scene of Fight Club a reference to the 9/11 destruction?
No, not 9/11. It was the Pentagon.
I mean, when there's weird synchronicity, does Hollywood play synchronicities in movie, or God does that?
You are God. You put synchronicities in. You have ideas, knowings that you're engaging. Human creators watch the Looky Box. Well, the movies that make the money are the kind of movies that Hollywood wants to make. Well, if they want to see somebody naked, then that's the kind of movie that they make, because that's what people, human creators, gods, go to see. But if they make a movie the way they want it and no human creators go see it, they call it a flop and they lose. It doesn't work. So they work real hard to find out what God, the human creators, want to go look at and bring into their outer kingdom vis-a-vis the movie, the big silver screen, into their world. So it's exactly as you say it. God, human creators, are creating Hollywood. You created it. You even put a big sign up on the mountain so you'd know where you was.
Are dogs creators?
No, they are non-physical. They are beasts of your planet, our source energy. And
are dolphins creators?
You mean Flippergate?
He just did the dolphin sound. Yeah, Flippergate.
Beast of your planet can pick up the human condition. Cats used to didn't catch leukemia, but now they hang around humans, creators.
Oh, that's interesting.
And that non-physical picks it up, and now cats get sugar diabetes, high blood pressure, they get costal chondritis, they get infections in the bones, they get colds, they get allergic to things, they get cancers, they get tumors, and before that they didn't do that. But hanging around humans, that's what happens. They're the marvelous, powerful creator, and it sort of picks it up. It's not the other way around, okay? Now, the flip side of dolphins, Flippergate, and all that, blah, blah, blah. It's nothing other than the fishes of the sea, and they just happen to be mammals. They're real smart. They're non-physical, and it's all great. And, you know, the secret of life is 42, and Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, thanks for the fish and the whole nine yards. That's delicious and fun. Great, no problem. But it still brings you right back to the dynamic that you are the individual human creator and you are God. So everything that's in your world, divided up within the three kingdoms, we've laid that out. That's what you can look for, what to expect when you're expecting.
What was your question about Project Paperclip?
We wouldn't have had the atomic bomb without them.
That's correct. Well, of course.
What about the Roswell crash? That had nothing to do with their technology, or that?
No, did not.
That was actual alien technology?
Well, what is alien technology?
I think the Greys fly, you know, their UFOs.
No.
Anti-gravity machines, yeah.
There is no gravity. That's a formulary that human creators made up that was based also on a false premise called time. How many feet per second you fall if you jump your ass off your building? Well, that's based on a false premise, because it's based on time. So therefore, to have alien Hebrewoid technology that usurps what humans screwed up in their way of laying out in a formulary, if you want to call that alien, tear it up, that's fine, but it's just kind of sin after a bit.
Well, what is it? Is it our technology? What are you saying there?
Yes. It's cleaning up the false premises that you've made laws.
There are aliens that have technologies that we could make if we accepted them as a reality?
No, did you not hear what we just said?
Yeah, I didn't hear.
Some never got rid of their place of power.
Some humans.
Some got it.
Some humans.
Humans. God.
And they have access to every technology in every world.
Of course. So, for instance, where it shows up from, just because you can't find its zip code of where it was shipped from, that now makes it the ancient Samaritan Hebrewoids is coming to probe you rectally. And it's the Greys, and it's the chemtrails, and it's the Lemurians, and it's the lizard people, and the salamanders, and all of them have come to take you over. Well, if they're that bright, they wouldn't have to spend so much time taking you over. So it all comes from you, Matthew.
Your mother, she did have some kind of a near-life experience. Ian, can you go a bit more into that?
Yes, indeed. Actually, she had sepsis. She had a poison.
She was
poisoning. Yeah, she almost expired. And what she saw was when that separation, that degree of separation got cleaned up for her, then she saw that place of power. And she'd draw that into a reference of the spiritual aspect. We don't have a problem with it. It's perfectly all right. You can call it what it is.
She had what? Sepsis?
Sepsis.
S-E-P-S-I-S.
Yes, sepsis.
And when she got over that, or they fixed her, or she got fixed, she then had a strange release or experience?
She did, because there was now no separation. She was so close that she got a glimpse of what her eternal beingness feels like. And when she did that, then guess what? It would make a huge difference in her world. She saw that she was eternal, because she didn't expire.
Now you go into Matthew's, his own prophecy to be here. What does that mean, Matthew?
If he was raised in a household that was a human creator in their place of power, of course there would be many rules and regulations that he wouldn't have to be judged by. Because she certainly had a different aspect of life after that. And that, of course, then became the dynamic by which that made a portion of part of
it. Right. Now, if my mother didn't have that experience, I might not even be speaking to you now, right?
Yeah, you'd be way screwed up. You know?
So the mother did affect him.
Certainly. Because of the rules and the regulations that you lay out, you see.
Is that a different answer than you've got before, Bob?
Yes.
Well, let's clarify what it is. Nobody affects anybody, but now you're saying the mother can create an environment, which are a bunch of rules that affect the rulemaking of Matthew's mind.
She's setting the rules and regulations, but if she didn't run around all day every day saying, Matthew, don't do that, that'll kill you. Don't do this, that'll kill you. Don't do that, they'll think bad of you. Don't do this, don't do that, that'll do, and never set all that up, then he wouldn't have to overcome all those degrees of separation or limitations within his field or realm, which is why he's so intrigued and interested in all this conspiracy theocracy anyway.
If your mother is not making up rules, then her reality is affecting you, though one doesn't get affected. So where is this? Is it because the child naturally resonates and allows the mother's rules to come into him?
Yes.
I see.
They don't have a choice. They'll beat it into you. Otherwise.
You know, I believe this is probably the most important moment in my life. Would you say that's accurate, or I'm just going
to... Absolutely. Because any time a human creator gets in the position of activating and coming to their place of power, we've said a lot of wordy words, and you'll have this recording, listen to it again. But you'll see very quickly, instantaneously, and over the next several days, huge shifts and change in your paradigms. Those platitudes and vicissitudes will shift. And as that shift takes place, and all of a sudden, you'll just know. You won't even think. You'll just know. Bob, he's been sort of mapping this. It's called ionification. But what happens is human creators get a taste of their power. And once you know, Matthew, you can never unknow. Once you know. That's significant. Because once you know, you know where your car keys are. You don't think where your car keys are. You know where your car keys are. Once you know that, then you know, okay? Now, you can separate yourself from your car keys, but then you also have the propensity to know where they are again. And if you call us and say, where are my car keys? And we say, they'll be the last place you look, Matthew. And you laugh and you go, oh, that's cheeky. No, no, that's the way it is. Because once you find them, you stop looking. Same way in your search for all of these conspiracy theories. Once you know, you quit looking. Then you start pleasing and delighting yourself, and then the cares of life start growing strangely dim. And then you find yourself in a position where you don't know and you don't care, because you're so busy being happy, you don't give a shit who Obama's mama was and where he was and what he is, because he has more authority than anybody else on the planet, but he has zero power. And you start separating the difference between real power and authority, and all of a sudden you could say, let him play pinochle, let him play golf, let him go do whatever, go screw that woman that slept with every other president, go let him go shoot at her in Branson, Missouri, and
Kathy O'Brien.
Yeah, and, you know, have sex with her children and her children's children, so she's alive. And, you know, after a little while, it's like, who gives a fuck? That's a nice way. We know how to say it. Because after a little while, it's kind of like, hey, what does that have to do with me and my place of power? People are going to do what they do. Go ahead. We can't stop you. We can't make you, and we can't stop you. Now, human creators everywhere are coming to this place, and the government's nervous. They're nervous. Because once you come to this place of power, they'll come tell you something. You go, I'm sorry. No, thank you. No, you got to do this. Sorry, I don't got to do nothing. We're going to put our authority over you. Okay, here you go. Purge me. Brother Numsby, purge me. And the next thing you know, they're going to put you all in jail. Great. Well, the jailers is in jail, too. And everybody's making minimum wage, so they're not going to be very astute guards if they're making minimum wage to put you all in jail. So after a little while, it's kind of like, all right, go ahead. Knock it out. Then you got to feed us. And we already ain't going to pay our money taxes, so we pay you, and we ain't paying you no more. So I guess you're unemployed like everybody else. So good luck enforcing all this legislative morality that you're going to try to cram down everybody's throat. Good luck with all that. And human creators are going to come into their place of power. Now, those that don't are going to make a decision to go, to exit.
There's just going to be tons of people who want to kill themselves at the same time.
Absolutely.
And that would show up by being where an earthquake happens. You know what I mean? You position yourself to be nailed.
Right. When he needs to kill themselves, that could be what I consider a natural catastrophe.
Yeah, and only those that want to leave will die.
Right.
You might have heard Ion say, how come Dominican Republic didn't have an earthquake and it's attached to the same area as Haiti?
They had an earthquake, but their buildings didn't even shake hard. And it was the same fault line.
You said the Mississippi's going to reverse. That's not for a long time after this other stuff, or that's soon?
You should be able to read about it within the same week of the same newspaper.
Of what other events?
Big Toe of Lady Liberty. Lavallee's Skinny Dipping Dream.
Does that happen at the time of a mass exodus?
Not exactly, no.
Which is the first stage of the emptying of the Gulf. Is the emptying of the Gulf associated with this flooding of Manhattan?
No. But Mississippi and the Big Toe, you can read about it in the same newspaper within the same week. So, relatively close, of course. Now, granted that they have time to print the New York Times if they're underwater, but maybe you can catch it on your Kindle. There you go. Mm-hmm.
Is there an accompanying, more dramatic event that causes the Mississippi and the water to sink Manhattan?
We gonna do the wave, we gonna do the wave.
That's what Nostradamus predicted.
You said EMP in there?
Yeah, is the EMP the wave, Ion?
No. They had a great big earthquake in Chile. The alarms went off, the tsunami was coming, it was over, get out quick in Hawaii. I mean, it was bad. Bob was pissed off because he had to get up for it. He thought, well, okay, if I can walk to Malakini, that'd be okay. That might be fun. Then everybody comes over, and they're looking at the bay, and all this excitement's going on. They have a party going on, watching all this stuff. They watch the bay kind of empty, and then they have the tsunami, and it's 3 centimeters. And Bob's like, crap, we move sessions around because we were supposed to be dead and having a party and all these people tramping around the house being dirty and I got to wash everything. Anyway, here we are. They're all here because it's the end of time. We be together to have a party and the tsunami turns into 3 centimeters. They had a tsunami, but it's 3 centimeters.
But you're saying it's going to be more than 3 centimeters in Manhattan.
We said it would go to the big toe of the Statue of Liberty.
It's already been created, are you saying that?
Yeah, it already is.
What is happening this couple of months? It's already been set up and going to happen no matter what.
You got a lot of the Taiwanese earthquakes. Shaky.
That's Taiwan.
Yes, that'll fall all into Indonesia, especially Jakarta on that side, this side of the Indian Ocean side. Of Jakarta will be quaked and rocked and reeled. You'll have vast areas of upland that will see potential damage just from the shifting. You'll see Haleakala raise another foot.
That's the volcano I'm on the side of.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're going to get shaken up.
No, you're just going to go up a foot.
Okay. Isn't this dependent on what human creators want to have happen?
Yeah, but they do.
They want this to happen.
Yeah. San Andreas Fault will open up another 16 meters, all of it like a zipper.
The point is, it's all accompanying the tea party shock.
Well, they're trying to throw them out, so there must be an issue. Nobody gave them time of day, and now all of a sudden they're pissed at them, so it turns into a GOP coup.
Is Michelle related to Barack? How closely are they cousins?
Not close.
Or mother and son?
Not close.
Let's end with this. This is what Matthew wrote on July 14th. Hello, Ion and Bob and JW. Then within the text, he says, Ion and Bob, he drops JW. Ion and Bob, I have come to understand that it is my destiny to speak to Ion. I imagine Ion has advanced knowledge that we will speak, that we, capital W, he knows more than I about why I am seeking him. Hello, Ion.
Yes.
What is the purpose I called you?
To come into your place of power to unlock the mysteries that you've forfeited everything to find out, to get to the bottom of. And your race
right.
At the bottom.
Well, I think I think with your help, I'll probably come to my powers shortly.
Oh, or at least you wouldn't take nothing for your journey now, Matthew. You just hang on. Oh, land sakes, the Goshen. You just fasten your seatbelts and be mindful.
So the volatility.
The exit may be behind you.
So I can make tons of money with advanced knowledge from what you told me tonight?
Yeah, you think, but it ain't about the money, it's about coming into your power. Because, see, would you rather have a lot of money or power?
I understand my life is about power, but it's still confusing, you know? Even if you tell me and I believe it, it's still tough to live.
Yeah, but why?
I guess I worry about other people's opinions and not my own power.
The sooner you get over that, the better it's going to serve you. Because if you're trying to live up to what other people think you're supposed to be, it's going to end in tears. When you come into your place of power and your response when they start telling you something, you can say, OMG, is there a BFD? And smile and walk on down the road. They'll quit doing that to you after a little while. When you get so much into your place of power, let me tell you what, them chickies will run you down. They like sleeping with fellas that know what's going on. They like that.
Okay, that's it, Matthew.
Thank you so much, Matthew. It's our absolute delight. We love engaging with human creators that have got some concept and idea of what it is that they want in this planet Earth. Remember, you chose to come forth to be a marvelous, mighty, powerful creator. You chose to come forth and bring your non-physical into your meat sack body so that you could engage contrast and come into your place of power that you knew from the beginning to the always of your eternalist that is your eternal being in your meat sack that you're in right now, that you can powerfully and marvelously extend and have extenuating circumstances that bring you closer and closer to the place between your meat sack and your non-physical that overthrows the labyrinth of your mind that puts all these quists and quests and queries that make you question or subjugate your very place of power. And once you get that place of power, authority won't even be in the conversation. And therefore, we are totally, blissfully, completely, deliciously here at the wall. Well, let's see if we got some pictures. Sometimes we get pictures, sometimes not, but pictures. Did Bob explain that the pictures are just kind of like Kodak moments? If we get pictures, we don't know. It's just like if we were looking at your photo album, we wouldn't know who anybody is, but we just have pictures. There's a black car. It's like the way they all look, you know, with the rounded edges and all that kind of stuff. It's a black car. What we're seeing is the side entrance of the Waldorf Astoria Hotel.
Right.
I guess that would be on, not on 53rd, the cross street?
46.
I guess. But, you know, it's a side entrance.
Yeah, it's a secret door to underneath the, there's a secret metro station, don't
Yes. Okay.
Jim, this would be the more secret door.
Yeah.
That people that Matthew's interested in, the conspirators, that might use. Maybe that's why you're getting that image.
The muckety-mucks can get in and out and not have to be with all the regular folks.
Yeah, I was there like a week ago. I was standing over there recently. I don't know, but I've had many black cars, but I don't know. But yeah, I know. I would imagine that makes sense.
No, I don't have a clue. Typically, a whole nother line. You know when you're looking across at the Jersey side?
Yeah, looking at
here. Everything is different.
Like Earth changes in Manhattan?
I would say yes, but looking from Manhattan across, you know, you can see Jersey. Well, you know what that looks like because you've seen it and seen it and seen it. But it's completely different. I mean, it's completely different. It's very, 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 very different. You can still see it, but it's totally, totally different. And the Holland Tunnel is sealed at both ends. A picture of a statue, it's like a carving, it's not like plasticine, and it's not like ivory, and it's not like wood, but it's not like crystal, but it's like a carved statue thing, sitting on a shelf, medium dark wood, dark color type thing. There are some crystals, like crystal things. I would say they're kind of more decorative than they are like spooky spiritual kind of things, but crystal. And a white rug, which is odd to have a white rug, because I don't know how you keep that clean, but it's a white rug. The lobby of the city tower, the big one right close to the Astoria, that lobby.
What's the city tower, Matthew?
City Corp.
Oh, say that white building.
It's two green buildings
right
behind the Waldorf Astoria. You can certainly see it from up in the tower, but there.
No, if these are moments that I should expect to see.
Have no idea, Matthew. Sorry. They're just
gotcha. No, okay.
Sometimes people go, and sometimes it doesn't hit them at all. And then it would be like a very detailed description of like a lady's brooch. And they won't know anything about it, and then a couple of weeks later, an auntie will die and leave them that very brooch, you know. And sometimes it was their grandma's something, and they have a talk to their family, and that's something in their lineage that they know. Just like files. There's a crystal vase on a table in a hallway, kind of cylinder looking. On a blacker table, or dark, you know. There are calla lilies in the vase, those white, stalky white flowers. Lots of paper, stacks of papers. And there's computer stuff, but it's lots of paper. That may be all wonderful. But now, if we get some more, this was great fun. I mean, I'm way energized.
All right, thank you.
Yes, indeed. Thank you. We love to play all day, every day, and we certainly love and appreciate the experience that you've made very delightful for us this evening. And I can't wait to see you to play as soon as you want to. As you re-listen to your recording, make your little notes of things that get cleared up and things that get brought up. And then as you have a list, you'll be a regular then. You got Bob's attention because normally he says it's drab and the same old, but boy, you hit all the buttons apparently because I'm bubbly. It's great fun.
All right.
Anyhow, thanks again so very much and can't wait to see you soon.
All right. Thank you.
Indeed. Have a great evening.
Okay, see you, JW. And I'm going to stop the tape now.
There. That was why. 2010. Matthew, having his first session with Ion, he actually asked tremendous questions, and if you re-listen to this, you'll find out some fine points about the guff, the emptying, what's electricity, what's that, what's this. You'll find it's packed with concluding statements of questions that I find everybody has after they've had some short encounter with Ion. They have these extra little points, and this recording is archetypal. It runs through all those questions people have. Not so much Obama, whether he was a clone of Akhenaten, the Egyptian pharaoh, but the other general stuff. So, and note, when Matthew asked Ion at the beginning if he wrote the Bible, Ion says, we're writing it now. Now, Ion was referring to the Revelation series. That's what we were doing in July 2010. The rewrite group starts in October 2010, and that was the actual writing. You could say the draft, the preliminary, the screenplay was Revelations, but we get into rewrite. We actually wrote the Bible in terms of it being translated. It had never been translated ever before, according to Ion. So, Nana, you say, there's nothing happening in Jakarta. Don't know what Ion's talking about. This is from July 2010. We all know March 11th, 2011, when Fukushima happened, earthquakes. And if you check the news, you see a few days later, April 3rd, 2011, big earthquake in Jakarta. So Ion's talking about in the summer of 2010, but what's going to come in the next 6, 12 months? It all happened.